It's hard to get excited about school when you're reading a typical textbook written in the Midwest and you live in a place with no trees, no sidewalks, and no elevators. That's why educators on the North Slope are making a change. In the next installment of our Being Young in Rural Alaska series from the producers of Kids These Days, reporter Ann Hillman looks at how the North Slope Borough School District is helping kids connect to academics and culture all at the same time.
When Robin Stockton started teaching math in the North Slope Borough 16 years ago, she did it like everyone in the lower 48, with examples like the arc of a fall ball to teach parabolas.
They may have it down one day in a class. 3 days later, they have no idea what we've done because it just didn't make sense outside my four walls. When you can't apply it to anything or tie it to anything in your everyday life, it's not going to stick.
So she made the math lessons apply to her students' lives.
Tying quadratic functions to a whale bomb. When you talk about quadratic functions and say, remember when we studied the blanket toss, they know right away. It sticks. So that's the important part.
The problems with standard teaching examples don't start with abstract math. It starts with the books kids read in elementary school. Kids can't relate to climbing trees or feeding chickens at a big red barn. Those things don't exist in their community. They know more about riding snow machines over the tundra and butchering whales with their families. And that's the motivation behind the North Slope Borough School District's new teaching curriculum. It systematically incorporates Inupiaq culture into every subject while still meeting all of the state educational standards. School Board President Debbie Edwardson says, the board and the community have been trying to incorporate Inupiaq culture for years.
What we had done before was create lots of units for use in the classroom. What we're trying to do now is completely regenerate our system from an Inupiaq base upward. We've never done that before.
The first step was to talk to all 8 of the communities in the district and find out what they wanted their kids to know and be like when they graduated from high school. They used that to develop the Inupiaq Learning Framework, which lays out the core values and ways of life that the community wants taught in their schools. Then, Stockton and a team of other teachers and administrators used a proven method of curriculum development called understanding by design.
The whole UBD process is having the end student in mind and students being able to take the content they've learned and apply it to real-world tasks.
The new system meets the state standards and the community standards in an effort to get kids more motivated and involved, and district officials say it's working. Attendance rates are at record highs for the alternative school. The number of office referrals at the elementary school has been cut in half, and the dropout rate is almost halved as well. 15-year-old Donna Sabo says that when last year's end-of-the-year writing prompt focused on families, it made it easier for her to show her abilities.
It was a kind of a good change, and like we understand it a little more, and it's not like, what do you think about like the trees or like about, not politics, but somewhere around there, I don't know.
The culture-focused curriculum also gives students the chance to learn more about their identities, something that school didn't used to do. Sabo said she stopped doing cultural activities because she was too busy with academics and sports.
Now that I'm getting older, I feel like I made a bad decision and I didn't continue on with my cultural whatevers.
Now, as the district undergoes the lengthy process of cultural integration, students won't have to choose between culture and academics. Middle school principal Carla Seavey says it gives the students a forum for educating each other.
You might think they all have the same experiences in terms of hunting or, you know, subsistence lifestyle, and they don't all necessarily. So a lot of our kids can learn from their peers about their own culture.
And they can also learn about other cultures. Only 60% of the students in Barrow come from the region. Others hail from around the world, including Samoa and the Philippines. Middle school teacher Tony Basson says the framework helps the students connect to each other and see how they're similar.
I had one boy yesterday said, yeah, I'm a hunter-gatherer. We gather rice in the Philippines. So it just makes a connection. And whether or not it's not a Inupiaq, but it's still that hunting and survival. You know, you see it in all cultures.
Inupiaq communities aren't the only ones trying to incorporate culture into their schools. The Alaska Native Knowledge Network is amassing culturally based curriculum resources and making them available to the state's teachers. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has developed an elementary school math series based on Yupik knowledge and culture. And in Southeast Alaska, The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute recently released coursework for grades 6 to 8, focused on Alaska Native history and the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Reporting from Barrow, I'm Ann Hillman.
Pictures and more stories in the series can be found at our website, alaskapublic.org.